we have a city councilman by the name of Herb Weston that is neither accessible or nor does he respond to any of our city needs. About 2 years ago, I gave him an electronic waste proposal to roughly raise anywhere from a minimum of $40 million to $200 million for the city of Los Angeles. And of course, as you know, we're in a $4 million deficit. I also gave this proposal verbally in front of all of City Hall and I sent a copy to Herb Weston and his chief deputy, Michael Bai, and there was no response. So I tried it in numerous different ways. Went back down to City Hall and also presented them a check of $42,000 to start the e-waste campaign to raise anywhere from a minimum of $40 million to $200 million for the city of Los Angeles. The whole reason I initially started this campaign, my wife was part of LA Unified School District. She's a graduate from UCLA, 4.3 GPA, and she just was X'd out of education due to budget cuts. Thought I'd start off and make a difference and try to give up a solution. All the candidates are talking about we need an audit and we don't have any money, but no one's talking about how we can raise money.
Describe your districts and your experience within your district.
I'm the only candidate that's born and raised right here in CD 10. I grew up off of Pico and Fairfax. I have strong ties in community in terms of church. I've spent the last 21 years as a member of West Angeles. I also worked for LA Conservation Corp. I was also a member of Clean and Green, a nonprofit organization that goes around and makes the city green, keeps the city clean.
What are you committed to changing or improving?
Total transparency. The taxpayers do not know where their money is going. In a $400 million hole, and I'll definitely be 10 times more accessible and responsive than any other city councilman, or definitely more than CD 10 Herb Weston. He's been around here for 6 years, and he has done absolutely nothing. He claimed he created 23,000 jobs, so how is that possible when we're at 18% deficit in CD 10 alone in job loss? If we have 98,000 registered voters, and there's 18% without jobs, that's a little bit under 20,000 jobs that we don't have.
What do you see as the number one priority in District 10?
Number one priority is jobs. We simply don't have any jobs here. And my e-waste program, also the e-waste program, will actually bring 1,000 green jobs back to the city of Los Angeles. I propose to have an electronic recycling center at every major grocery store, which is a total of 261 major grocery stores here in the city of Los Angeles. Each one of those electronic recycling centers have to have employees. It will be city ran, obviously.
What will Jerry Brown's proposed budget cuts mean for District 10, and how will you respond to those cuts?
It will initially really, it will hurt a lot here in CD 10. But with that said, I think they are needed. We have to cut the fat somewhere, and I think we should cut it from the top to the bottom. He's also the only candidate that's willing to cut this salary in half. It's outrageous for a city councilman. I just think that we can pay $200,000 a year when teachers don't have jobs. Teachers, they create city councilmen. They create leaders in this country. It just doesn't make any sense.
What's the most important thing the voters should know about you and about District 10?
I'm the only candidate that's willing to cut his salary in half, and I'm the only candidate that has a viable plan to raise money for Los Angeles. And it's in writing.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Brown. I appreciate it.